ABC Radio Australia.
It's been almost a year since Britain officially left the European Union under a historic decision known as Brexit. But you'd be forgiven for thinking not a lot has changed as a result. That's because until now, Britain and the EU have been in a transition period where trade, travel and citizenship rules largely remain the same, giving parties time to smooth out some of the finer details of Brexit. But that transition period ended this year, and it may have some surprises consequences for people in the Pacific, especially the French overseas territory of New Caledonia. To discuss some of these implications, I'm joined now by Lowy Institute Research Fellow Alexandre Dayant. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mala. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Now, to begin with, how will Brexit affect British citizens living in New Caledonia now that the transition period has ended?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. Like, look, now now that the UK has exited the EU, British nationals to hold a residency permit in New Caledonia by the 1st of October. And to obtain this permit, they will have to submit their application for residence from January 1st, and no later than the June 30th of this year to the immigration office. And what will happen is that basically the people with more than 5 years of residency will have access to a 20-year residency card. And on the other hand, the people with less than 5 years of presence will obtain a title for a period of 5 years.
Now, are these new rules the same for British nationals living in France, or does New Caledonia have its own set of British rules or Brexit rules?
Yeah, that will be more. Well, I mean, the one for New Caledonians will be, in a way, particular to the one of New Caledonia. But overall, you know, like the Brexit has come up with new immigration laws for France and New Caledonia. And so this is like a kind of adaptation of the rules that apply in France.
Now, the French government says there are about 100 British citizens living in New Caledonia right now. I think you did mention it earlier, but how long will they have to apply for a new residence permit? And do they face any hurdles in getting this new permit?
Yeah, well, so that's a great question. Again, like the to apply for the permit is a free process, so they can just show up to the immigration office. And so the time they have to do this from is from January 1st to June 30th of this year.
Now, the French, you know, turning to the region more broadly, the UK has historically been a significant contributor to aid and development in the Pacific. That was through the European Development Fund as well. How will that potentially be impacted by Brexit now?
Yeah, so, well, look, at the Lowy Institute, we've built this Pacific aid map that helps us trace the aid amounts, the aid flows given by the international community. And in this specific aid map, we show that in 2018, the UK was the 20th largest donor in the Pacific, with approximately $8 million given to the region. But at the same time, the European Union was the eighth largest aid donor in the Pacific, with more than $120 million. And the interesting thing is that the UK was responsible for approximately 15% of the European Development Fund, and was one of the only members, actually, of the European Union to have met the target set by the OECD of contributing 0.7% of its gross national income to aid. And so, in a way, Brexit will definitely have an impact on those numbers. But at the same time, you know, Brexit could also represent an opportunity for the Pacific. In 2019, for instance, London announced its Pacific Uplift strategy to re-engage with the region. And among all the announcements, was the opening of three new diplomatic posts in the region, in Tonga, in Samoa, and Vanuatu. And while those announcements didn't really come with the promise of additional aid funding, we can only hope that, you know, Brexit will push the UK to deepen its bilateral relationships with the countries of the Pacific, and hopefully this will involve additional financial support from London to the region.
Absolutely. You were saying there that Brexit may prove an opportunity for the UK. In your mind, do you think that the UK now does have a responsibility to up its presence in the Pacific? Australia, we have the Pacific Step Up. New Zealand have a similar move, and the US as well, especially with the geopolitics that's happening in the area. Do you think the UK is now more free to have a presence in the Pacific?
I don't know if the UK, I don't know if we can say that the UK is more free to have a presence in the Pacific. I think it's actually important for the UK to have a presence in the Pacific. I remember that Boris Johnson at some point said that he explained this Pacific uplift, saying that he wanted to boost prosperity, tackle security issues, clear up the environment, and that was part of this. That was part of his global Britain vision that he announced with the Pacific uplift, or before the Pacific uplift. And so I think, yeah, now like the UK is going to have to really boost its relationship through all the countries of the Commonwealth. And actually 954 Commonwealth nations are in the Pacific. And so to my mind, we're going to see like a flourishment of the relationships between those countries and the UK.
Now, finally, with Brexit happening and the move from the UK away from the EU, will this potentially have an impact on the New Caledonia independence referendum and potentially New Caledonia's relationship with France as well?
What do you mean? Like, will Brexit? Well, I think, like, look, I think Brexit will give an argument, if it works, to the pro-independence people to say, look, we can actually leave a union and live by ourselves. But at the same time, I think the New Caledonian referendum is a very Franco-New Caledonian process, and Brexit wouldn't be so much of like the situation in Brexit in the UK is very different from the situation in New Caledonia. And I don't think that pro-independence political parties could use this as a clear illustration of what would happen when you break ties from a union. Like the breaking ties of New Caledonia is with the country, and the referendum process is very different from the one that happened in the UK in some ways. And historically, this is a process that is very different.
Thank you so much for your time and joining me on Pacific Beat, Alexandre. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mala. Have a good day.
You too. That was Alexandre Dayant from Lowy Institute speaking to me there about the impact of Brexit on UK citizens in New Caledonia.